Now, the worship of Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in Avon, New York. Reverend Mia Richardson, pastor. Welcome to worship with the Avon United Methodist Church.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for braving the elements. Please be careful when you're leaving. But before you leave, we have lots of good stuff. We have with us this morning special guests, Mitzi Collins, Dulcimer, and Roxanne Ziegler on the harp. I believe in the bulletin there is a third musician mentioned who could not get here this morning. Other announcements before we get on with a beautiful service. There is a service at the normal 10:30 time on Sunday, which is Christmas Day. It will be brief and not complicated. It will be a nice, simple celebration of the morning. And likewise, the next week, there will be a service New Year's morning at 10:30. Okay, now we will do "O Come All Ye Faithful" together. Thank you so much for coming, Mitzi and Roxanne.
Oh,
welcome the Duryea family who will be lighting our Advent candles this morning.
Time to bind up the brokenhearted.
Come, Lord, and make all things new.
For past wrongs that prevent us from moving forward.
Come, Lord, and make all things new.
For any bitterness that scratches our soul.
Come, Lord, and make all things new.
For relationships left in decay and neglect.
Come, Lord, and make all things new.
For any action that has wounded us or by which we have wounded others.
Grant that we might have the peace of Christ as we wait, the love of Christ as we act, and the grace of Christ as we speak.
This morning we light four candles. The first candle is a light of hope for those in times of waiting. The second candle is a light of hope for those who are wearied by the circumstances of life. The third candle is a light of hope for those eagerly watching the God's promised glory. The fourth candle is a light of hope for those who carry the wounds of life. Today we acknowledge our pain and the pain we have caused others. As the light shines, we turn to the Savior who came to rescue the lost, to help the hurting, and to bind up the broken. Merciful God, Advent reminds us that you left heaven's majesty to walk among wounded people in a broken world. We thank you that your love knows no boundaries or limitations. No wound of this earth is greater than the wounds you came to heal. For all who suffer this day, light the way, O Lord, towards a promise of healing and wholeness made known in you. Amen.
And now some more special music, and Mitzi is substituting the piano for the flute, and the choir will sing.
Oh,
We're now going to have a series of musical selections surrounded by narration, and the narration will be done by Alex to begin with, and then by Deb and Linda.
Advent is a time to wait. Listen and ponder the awesome wonder of God, who sent his only son as a baby to save us. Pause and spend some time this season reflecting on God's gift of love.
Reading is written by Jan Richardson and is taken from Night Visions, Searching the Shadows of Advent and Christmas. The season of Advent means there is something on the horizon, the likes of which we have never seen before. What is possible is to not see it, to miss it, to turn just as it brushes past you. And you begin to grasp what it was you missed, like Moses in the cleft of the rock, watching God's back fade in the distance. So stay, sit, linger, tarry, ponder, wait, wonder. There will be time enough for running, for rushing, for worrying, for pushing. For now, stay, wait. Something is on the horizon.
From a Pilgrim's Almanac. Take time to be aware that in the very midst of our busy preparations for the celebration of Christ's birth in ancient Bethlehem, Christ is reborn in the Bethlehems of our homes and daily lives. Take time, slow down, be still, be awake to the divine mystery that looks so common and so ordinary, yet is wondrously present. An old abbot was fond of saying, the devil is always the most active on the highest feast days. The supreme trick of Old Scratch is to have us so busy decorating, preparing food, practicing music, and cleaning in preparation for the Feast of Christmas that we actually miss the coming of Christ. Hurt feelings, anger, impatient, injured egos, the list of clouds that busyness creates to blind us to the birth can be long, but is familiar to us all.
Sometimes it seems as though we spend our lives waiting, daydreaming about an upcoming vacation, worrying over a medical test, preparing for the birth of a grandchild. Our days are filled with anticipation and anxiety over what the future holds. As Christians, we too spend our lives waiting, but we are waiting for something much bigger than a trip. Bigger even than a retirement or a wedding. We are waiting for the return of Jesus in glory. Advent heightens this sense of waiting because it marks not only our anticipation of Jesus' final coming, but also our remembrance of his arrival into our world more than 2,000 years ago.
One of the essential paradoxes of Advent is that while we wait for God, we are with God all along. And while we need to be reassured of God's arrival or the arrival of our homecoming, we are already at home. While we wait, we have to trust, to have faith, but it is God's grace that gives us that faith. And with all spiritual knowledge, two things are true and equally true at once.
Advent, we look to the wise men to teach us where to focus our attention. We set our sights on things above, where God is. We draw closer to Jesus. When our Advent journey ends and we reach the place where Jesus resides in Bethlehem, may we, like the wise men, fall on our knees and adore him as our true and only King. Final hymn, Joy to the World, and then please take a seat at the end of the hymn and enjoy the beautiful music of the duo playing dancing carols.
This has been Music and Inspiration from December 18th, 2016, with Mitzi Collins, Glenda Dove, and Roxine Ziegler. Our faithful Advent trio plays beautiful Christmas selections interspread with inspirational readings by members of our congregation.
You've been listening to the Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in the village of Avon. We hope that you have experienced the love of Jesus Christ during your time with us. We invite you to join us on the air weekly at 7:30 a.m. Sundays. Please visit us on the web at avonnyumc.org or call us at 226-8600. May God richly bless you.